Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Mellow Vision, coming to you live and direct from a freezing cold Stockholm, Sweden. And today we're looking forward to week number 2 of Melodifestivalen. And as always, my companion Philip is here.
Hello, Stockholm calling.
Freezing calling.
Yes, freezing. I'm here with a blanket. I have a hat on. Yes, freezing.
And we've been inside for like an hour.
And I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm sorry.
If we cough.
Yes.
Our bad.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yes.
So I thought we were going to start off by talking a bit about last week, last Saturday, about how it went, the results. Are we happy? Are we sad? Was it expected?
Yeah. I like the songs that went to the final with Ace Wilder and Nano.
Yeah.
Great songs for the final. I love Ace Wilder's song.
Yeah.
I could dance to that song all night.
We will dance to that song as soon as they release them.
Yes.
Just find Ace Wilder on YouTube. So
yeah.
SVT, look that up because that's against the rules.
Yes. And then the second chance, not so happy, I must say.
No.
I wished Adriana with her song Amare should have gone to second chance. And Dinana with One More Night.
Yeah, but definitely. I think it was close, though, between the number 4 and Dinana at 5th. I think that was really close.
True. Yeah.
But wasn't really surprised that, for example, Livetu got through. That was like, ugh, that's all the kids voting.
No, yeah, that song, no thank you, no thank you.
No.
But my mom texted me during the show and said, when Nano went through to the final, here is the winner of Melodifestivalen and also winner of Eurovision. I was like, are you sure?
Well, actually, what I've heard from some other blogs and podcasts out there, which we won't do commercial for, who have actually listened to a lot of the songs this year, and they claim that there are like 3 songs that should be in the top 3 in the final in Friends Arena in a couple of weeks, and one of those is probably Nano from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, she might be right.
Yeah.
It's got a sort of a Eurovision feel to it. And I think
I like the gospel feel of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the drum and bass, but
yeah, that's sort of outdated. We heard it before. But
it's a good song. It's a good song.
Definitely. Yeah. And he has a great voice. Yeah. So
but the best thing about the show last Saturday was the songs, nothing else.
No. The presenters was as bad as you could expect it, really.
Yeah, they did their job.
Yeah.
They did no mistakes, but it was boring. So hope they shape up for this Saturday.
Definitely. Yeah. It wasn't that funny, was it? It was no punchline jokes.
Are you, Edvard?
We want you back.
Yes.
Please. But I was... The results was expected.
Yeah.
I was, of course, super sad that Adriana didn't get through. That was my all-time favorite of last Saturday. And I voted my ass off for that song, but to no use.
No.
But at least she didn't came in last, like some Pirelli girl did.
Gore.
I still haven't listened to this song. We just talked about it.
No.
I went for a smoke break during that song. I was like,
you
no.
Did?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch
this. I don't remember.
This.
Maybe I went to the bathroom or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Perfect pee break.
Yeah. I was homesick watching Melodifestivalen.
So sad.
But this Saturday, I am hopefully up and running.
Don't get the flu.
No.
So what do we think? Nano, of course, will be in the top of the final in Friends Arena. Ace Wilder? Could she be up there?
I think so, because I think her song is quite catchy.
Yeah, really catchy.
Really catchy. I hope so.
Mm. Yeah, me too. I like it.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's a really good song.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think I'm not so sure about how that will do in Eurovision, though. I think
it's a fun song. It makes me happy. So,
but don't you think we like it because we know who Ace Wilder is? Because we've seen her now. This is the third time she's in Maleficent.
Eurovision fans knows who Ace Wilder is.
Yeah, true. Hopefully,
yeah,
the true ones at least.
Yeah,
all you phonies out there, go home, go home. Yeah, but hopefully this week will be as good as last week.
Yeah.
When it comes to the songs, at least.
Hope so. I really hope so.
What do we have in front of us this Saturday?
Drum, drum, drum.
First out.
First song, A Million Years with Mariette.
Oh, the lesbian.
Oh, yeah, the lesbian.
True. What do we know about Mariette except that she's a lesbian?
She came third year, Mons one.
Yeah. Great song that
great
year.
Great song, yes.
I really like
that. I hope this song is better.
Yeah.
More. I'm sure she's gonna do a mid tempo, more slow song, but more catchy.
Yeah. The other one that she had, Don't Stop Believing, was sort of hard to
Stop
get.
Stop Believing. That's the only.
That's the only thing you know from it. But it was a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I believe it's Gesson and Boström who's written it.
Together with Mariette herself.
Yeah, so then you know. Those are the guys behind Euphoria, by the way.
And Ace Wilder's song.
Yeah, true. So you know those guys really, they write good songs.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will be as well. And since it's the first song of the night, I guess it's not super slow. Because that's a really boring start to the show. So hopefully it's a bit up-tempo.
Yeah. I think it would be a great song.
Yeah. I think it's a given for...
It's nice that she's back.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I must say that.
And I personally think it's a given song for the final. Top two.
Hope so.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Hope so.
Yes.
Then song number two, Himmel och Hav. Sky and Sea with Mr. Roger Pontarell.
Oh.
The spirits are calling my name.
Oh God, long time no see.
Mm-hmm.
17 years ago, back in 2000, when we hosted after Charlotte Pirelli.
Yeah, correct.
Or Charlotte Nilsson, I'm sorry.
Back then.
So,
this will be in Swedish.
Yes, very ethno, I think.
Yeah.
Very like... I'm guessing like...
Similar to Spirits Are Calling My Name.
Yeah. Spirits Calling My Name 2.0.
Yeah.
Probably.
Hope so. He has a great voice. He has a powerful voice.
Yes. Yes.
So...
And I see the whole feather thing that he always has on his head, like a crown of feathers, and with the like Sami like outfit, probably. So, yeah, it would be very Swedish, like...
Mm.
I don't know, but I probably won't vote for it though.
Thomas Gesson has written his song as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then you know it has a good chorus then.
Yeah,
that sticks.
I don't think he will go to the final. Maybe second chance.
Yeah, only because he's so famous.
Yes,
and people like him.
Yeah,
that I yeah,
it's gonna be 50-50.
Yeah.
Not the final. I don't think
no. I don't hope so.
Are we done with Mr. Pontare?
Yeah, I'm always done with him.
Then we have a newcomer with the song Up with Etzia.
Etzia, yes. Let's go to Africa, y'all.
Yeah.
Cameroon.
I don't know.
I think this will be a good, fun song.
Yeah.
A bit of influence from like dancehall, reggae, Africa, obviously. At least what
Kisungu Sungu 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
So. More party.
Yes, and hopefully
more modern
and more of a serious song or an actual song, because Kisungu Sungu from last year was sort of a kid's song, and it was quite like the same all over again during the whole song. Hopefully, this is more. Of an actual song rather than being a child's song. But
if it's a good song, I think second chance.
Yeah.
Otherwise not.
No.
No. She's not famous, but you know, Nano, not famous as well.
True, true. Yeah. So, could be one of those, but I don't know. I don't think it will, even if it's a good song, I don't think that she will go to the second chance. Only because she's a female singer. Because I think people have it easier with new up-and-coming male singers rather than a girl.
Yeah, okay.
Mostly also because if you think about the audience to Melodifestivalen, it's either gay people or like young girls who actually vote mm-hmm. the most and have the app and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they will have a harder time like accepting her. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
But I'm not so sure about Second Chance, even though it's a good song.
But I think it's going to be close.
Yeah. That could very well be my Adriana for this week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to love the song, and then like, oh, nobody voted for it. Oh, shit. Anyways, I will listen to it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yes, and then we have song number 4. Vart har du varit? Where have you been? With the artist, okay, let's pronounce this right, Aliavan.
Aliavan, yeah, yes. True.
So the song is in Swedish.
Yeah.
Hip-hop, R&B. Song.
Second week in a row with a hip-hop song. That's quite unusual for Melodifestivalen.
Yeah.
He was famous from this show on another TV channel where he did a cover of an old, super old song, also in Swedish.
I'm not sure. This will not go to the final. Same as Adriana.
Mm.
I'm sure Adriana's song is more commercial than his song.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Sweden right now is in sort of a phase where we love hip-hop.
Okay.
I think so. And if this is like actual hip-hop, because Adriana was a bit more R&B-ish and a bit more hard to get, I guess, for the audience since they didn't vote for it. And if this is like classic hip-hop in Swedish with a good chorus, I think he will go through, actually. I think I'm
to final?
No, to the second chance.
I was like, girl,
no, 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 no. Second chance. And I think I got him on my top four. Two or three or four for him.
I think so. No, I don't think so. No.
All
right. I have to listen to it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Then we have song number 5, Hearts Align, with the band Dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Ola Salo has written the song.
Yeah, that's right.
From the Ark.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's very alternative rock, I think, because they dress up in girls' clothes.
Yeah, it's sort of a drag theme almost. Well, they wear makeup and they have dresses on, and you know, and they want to. They're like gender benders.
Yeah.
That's sort of their thing. And the one song that they have released on Spotify is actually quite bad. So if this is anything like that, then
No.
I don't think
this will. The good thing, they are really burning for a question for
LGBTQIA or something. I don't know how many letters.
So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. But we had one. Do you remember Pink Pistols from a couple of years back? Stand Up or something it was called. Stand Up. Do 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 do. Pink Pistols. They were sort of similar. It was two drag queens and two singers, male singers. And I think that was a great song. And I liked that song at least.
But this is rock. This is not pop.
Yeah, but no matter what, they didn't get through because they were too weird. And I think these guys are also too weird and people will like think it's a sort of a spectacle. So
it's 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. But
and
no, I
also
no second chance, no final.
No. And also nobody knows of them.
No. True.
Totally unknown. I have never heard of them before. So
let's see.
Probably bottom place, I would say.
You think?
Number 7. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think so.
And then we have song number 6, I Don't Give A. With Elisa Ajax.
Yes, yes, my girl. My girl.
And yeah.
I loved her song from last year. And Philip, you fucking hated it, yeah, to be honest. You thought it, you unfair though, because it wasn't that bad.
No, it's not bad, but no.
You didn't think it was qualified for the finals.
No.
But it went straight through.
Yes.
So I
don't give a
you don't give a about this
I don't
song.
Give a but I hope she enters this year with a better song than last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, she has, this song has actually been a lot in the newspaper today because they say a very, very bad word.
F-U-C-K.
10 times.
10 times, which is not allowed by the EBU.
So if she wins, they have to change the lyrics.
Yeah, so it would probably be I don't give a beep or I don't give a shh or something. Is shit allowed? No, shit is not allowed.
No, I don't think so.
I don't give a shit.
No. So, but it's mid-tempo, I've heard, as last year. I hope it's more tempo than...
than last year.
Yeah.
And probably, hopefully a bit more catchy.
Yeah.
Because last year's song was quite anonymous.
Yeah.
But I think she has a great voice. Yeah. We know
if
that.
If you see, look at the lyrics, it's very catchy because it's very repetitive.
Yes, very much so.
And so she probably will go to the final or second chance.
Yeah.
She will not... yeah, something like that. Yeah,
yeah. I'm hoping for finals, and I think she will go to the final. Yeah. Actually, I hope so.
So, if the song is better than last year, she will definitely go to the finals.
Yeah,
because she went to the final last year
with a crappy song. Yes. In your opinion, yeah. I freaking loved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like her, and she's a good performer.
Did she came in last year?
Did she in the finals? I think maybe.
No,
she
maybe Bada Nakna was last, and then she was second.
Yeah,
last.
Yeah. But yeah, unfair. Yeah. Unfair. She deserved better.
Okay.
I think so.
But I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I hope it's better than last year. All I can say. I have no. What to say?
And without the toilet paper hanging from the ceiling, what was like that? Last year?
And you saw her cooch. Because of the dress, you know, and she's only 12, so
she's
very disturbing.
Not 12. She's like,
she looks 12.
Yeah, she looks like 12, but she's probably older, hopefully older. Yeah. But I like her, and I think she will be in the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that's my opinion.
Let's end it at that.
Yeah,
and then song number 7, the last song, "Good Lovin'" with Benjamin Ingrosso.
Yeah, Benji.
So
boy.
He is the son of Pernilla Wahlgren, who sang Piccadilly Circus. And we discussed this earlier. He actually changed his last name to Ingrosso just to get the more
international, I guess.
What I can see, the songs are written like by Americans.
Yeah.
So
I think
and he starts last in the semifinal, so the song should be good.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Up tempo, I think.
Probably
modern.
Yeah.
Very 2016, 2017, I think.
Yeah, I think he because he has a very similar voice to Justin Bieber, actually, sort of that squeaky, nasal, like.
But he's good live, so.
Is he? I haven't heard
him
live. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he will go to hell.
But he could also go to the final or second chance, I think.
Yeah, I think I think this is the girls' week, so I think he will go to the second chance.
So you think Lisa Ajax and Marietta are going to final?
Yes.
Yes.
Think and hope so.
Yeah, I think so too, actually.
Yeah, but he will definitely be top 4, so I think the second chance is where he will go, and hopefully, and as you said, like all the songs that go out last always tend to be like fan favorites, or there's a big hype about them, and it's a good finish to the actual show, so I think in that sense he will probably have a good act this year. So
Yeah. Yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah. I haven't really heard that many songs of him before until now that I, when I started mm-hmm. listening to him just to get
like... And they're good. They're not bad, but they're not, yeah. oh my god.
No, they're quite bland. Yeah. Sound very much alike and like sheep.
Like Lisa Ajax last year.
Okay, girl. Whoa. Below the belt. Below the belt.
Yeah.
She has done some amazing songs, okay. actually. So, what do we predict? Top two. We're agreeing on this one.
What?
I think we agree on this one this week.
Yeah.
At least
the top two. I think it's Mariette definitely in the final.
Yeah.
And then it's between Lisa Ajax and Benjamin Ingrosso for the second place to the final. Mm-hmm. And then I can think it could be whoever to the second chance.
Yeah.
It depends on the songs, I think.
Yeah.
It can be whoever.
Yeah. I hope that Mariette and Lisa Ajax
go. It would be fun with Etzia.
That would be fun. There's always some newcomer. Now we have Nono already, who is a newcomer, who went straight through the mm-hmm. finals. But it would be fun with like a really unknown and nobody's really predicted it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun if one of those acts went through to the finals, mm-hmm. Like Franz did last year, sort of that thing.
True.
But I think it's Lisa Ajax and Mariette to the finals, and I think Benjamin Ingrosso and Alaiwan, or what the fuck his name is,
mm-hmm.
To the second chance.
I don't give a
what your name is. It's hip hop, and some kids would probably like it. And it probably, because he makes sort of quite
easy. I think it would be quite close.
Yes, definitely. But I will say that Dismissed, I think that's number 7 this week.
Okay.
Place number 7.
Yeah.
I think so. But we'll see.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
About it.
Are we going to be here at your place, actually?
Yes, we are.
Party!
Tear this shit up. This is going to be fun. I'm going to try to control myself when it comes to the alcohol, but we know how that goes.
And tell people to be quiet, please.
Yes, during, because last week, no offense, whoever I was at
who
last
hosts
week.
The party.
But people need to shut the fuck up during the songs and the interval act. Okay, not this week's, last week's interval act, because that was terrible. But when the presenters are talking, I want to hear the jokes, even though they're awful. I still want to hear them mm-hmm. and give critiques. But no. No talking during Melodifestivalen. It's just like 1.5 hour. You can be quiet for that long.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But that's just manners. And some people have it, some people don't. Obviously.
And you know who you are.
Yes, you do, bitches. I don't like to watch it. Well, don't come then. Ugh, God.
Then you can come at 9:30.
You're welcome after 10, when we discussed it all for exactly. half an hour. Yeah. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We should mention it's in Malmö.
Yes.
In Malmö Arena.
Yes.
Where Eurovision was, 2013. 13. Awful year. But yeah. So it'll be fun.
Awful.
Because it was in Malmö and not in Stockholm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awful. I don't know where they got
that
idea.
The second chance. 2 years later.
And we proved that.
Three years later, sorry.
Yeah, three years later. Yeah, but it would be fun.
Yeah.
And we wish the best of luck to the presenters. Hopefully they have a better script this week.
Yes.
And are more comfortable on stage. And that the interval acts are much better.
More fun.
And not as, let's have a pee breaky. Because last week was not good at all.
No, thank you.
No.
Yeah. And also to our English listeners out there.
Yes.
So if you have any feedback for us, anything you want us
to discuss,
anything else, please let us know in the... Do we have a comment?
I think so. At least on Facebook. And you can comment on SoundCloud as well if you listen.
Yeah.
Listening on SoundCloud. But otherwise, Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah. And if you want more Eurovision, you have to wait until after Melodifestivalen, because then we're going to discuss a lot more.
It will be 40-something acts to discuss. Yes. So keep tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's
we can discuss the English song, the UK song.
Now.
No. I was gonna say I don't give a.
I don't give a about that song. I'm sorry. Really, really. If you're gonna do a ballad, do a good one. And if you're gonna bring an artist that's good looking, bring an artist that's good looking. Jesus Christ! And with some charisma, uniqueness, and talent, please.
Yes. Yes, mama.
Yes, God. Awful.
Yes.
No, we can talk about Eurovision and all that when we come to all of those, when we're done with Mello, because this time of year, it's a lot of Mello, y'all.
Yes.
A lot of Mello.
Mm-hmm.
But until next week, you got something to say.
Yes.
What?
We discussed about the Mello stage.
Yeah.
And now we have seen it live. What do you think?
I really liked it. Yes. I think it was super cool.
Looked very good on TV.
Yes, and you could see that the LED floor, mm-hmm. which Ace Wilder actually ripped off Russia from Eurovision last year.
Yeah, when the music video only.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it live, but he did a lot of shit on stage. Yeah, yeah. So he got off. But yeah, I thought it was good looking, actually.
It was nice.
It was quite futuristic, and I like the LED lights and screens behind. So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good stage, as always in Melodifestivalen.
Yes, as always.
We know how to do this now.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, that was the only thing I had something to say about.
Can I finish now?
Yes, you can finish. Sorry.
Thank you. No, but we'll see. You can hear us again next week, and yeah, and then we'll talk about. Week number 3 is getting closer to the final for every day.
Yay! Crazy. We're getting closer to Loreen.
Oh, that. The big L. Big L. But until then, have fun, y'all. And see you in a week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.